devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow. You can never know what it's
like. Your blood like. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, pick up the phone and call right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got a last quick comment. A lot of people are going to start taking swings at the former king, if you know what I'm saying. Fox News, Brett Baer already turning on Trump. And the editorial board for the Washington Examiner today declared that the testimony, and that's a conservative rag, that the testimony Tuesday from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson ought to ring the death knell for former President Donald Trump's political career. That's what the right's saying. A little bit more from their editorial board. In short, Hutchinson was a conservative Trumpist, true believer, and a tremendously credible one at that, the board writes. She did not overstate things, did not seem to be seeking attention, and was very precise about how and why she knew what she related and about which testimony was firsthand and which was secondhand, but able to be corroborated. As the board points out, Hutchinson gave compelling accounts about how certain figures in the Trump White House likely knew violence would take place at the Capitol on January 6th, and how Trump was uncaring and even supportive of rioters chanting for the hanging of then-president, let's make him Vice President Mike Pence. Last quote. She also told in detail that Trump repeatedly insisted that he himself should join his supporters at the Capitol, even after being informed the crowd contained armed elements and that it was breaching the perimeter against an undermanned U.S. Capitol police force. In light of everything, the board concluded that Trump is a disgrace and Republicans have far better options in 2024. They're all pivoting to DeSantis, baby. He's the, you know, the cleaner, you know, more sanitized fascist.
He's a fascist, though. But then let's make sure that we have justice served for those who would attempt to coup upon this country. And you can talk about DeSantis's policies and his fascistic tendencies, perhaps. But anyone who touched this coup needs to go down. They need to have justice served upon them. It is imperative. And so no matter how they want to try to move on to the next Republican, this was 18 months ago. No, I fully believe what we saw yesterday, it's going to get worse for Trump. I mean, when documentarian videos come out, right, and they do the timeline, oh, my God, it's going to be terrible. There's information that we don't even know yet. New information has come to light, man. It's going to be really, really, really bad. So if Fox News and Washington Examiner and other conservatives are already just in hearing number, what are we on, five, six?
Six.
Six. Already saying that, and we haven't even gotten the juice yet? Oh, it's going to be really bad for them, as it should be.
It's a disgrace, what's happening.
What would Santel say? Perhaps a big popcorn, double butter.
Double butter.
844-967-2789. What would Trump eat? Tom, L.A. Tom, we the people are the government, my friend.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for stealing my line, McCready. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget it, ultimately. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. Crudy, I'm wondering where that clip is that you have of Ron Johnson where he says, you must be too young, about I see nothing.
In regards to failure to investigate Stormy Daniels and the apparent payoff exactly. From the former president to the porn star that looks like his daughter that he allegedly raw-dogged.
100%, and I think you guys need to bring that one back out of the closet there because
I don't know. I think raw dogging has always been there, Tom. I don't think we need to bring it back, man.
No, that clip.
Oh, okay. Come back, Rudy.
We are bringing sexy back, Tom.
Here is the part that is the most frustrating: is that how Democrats can ever say that they can work with these people. In good faith, and oh my God, reach across the aisle. You know, I call bipartisan both parties being bought by the same donors. Mm. But I know Democrats want good government. I know they want to work with, you know, the other side. But how can you work with someone that is doesn't even show good faith in anything? I mean, it makes you get in the, you know, what do they say? You get in the mud with the pig, you become part of the pig, I guess. I mean, it's just, I don't understand. If you know what that analogy is, please give it to me.
lay with dogs and get fleas? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that where, I mean, they get such a, you know, I hate to say it, but such a, you know, a freaking boner over, I don't even say that, actually, but just a big boner over on the idea of bipartisanship. But how can you even work with these people? And for that,
oh, sorry about that, Tom. I don't think my quick answer is you don't. You can't. I mean, certainly Sinema will and Joe Manchin will, right? I mean, those are the ones you got to work with. But there is no negotiating with terrorists. And that line needs to be very, very clear.
And, Tom, the line I think you were looking for, I learned long ago, never wrestle with a pig. You get dirty. And besides, the pig likes it.
Mark, from the sack, you have the last word today.
Looks like a big
Woody.
Yeah, I wonder what constitution the Supreme Court has actually read and how they were taught it, because this whole separation of church and state thing, there's supposed to be the separation between church and state, because that's what Jefferson actually came out and said. And
yeah, I mean, Jefferson, Mark, you know, Jefferson, but Lauren Boebert said that's stupid.
Yeah, well, she's in violation of her oath then, because she took an oath to the Constitution as it says, you know, the church doesn't run our show here. And I mean, it's just ridiculous that she is allowed to get away with that, because I'd be hammering her.
She just won her primary, man. They want that. Yeah, they need her on that hill, those Republicans.
It's ridiculous. And other Republicans should be calling her out on it, because they obviously don't understand the Constitution. I mean, this whole thing of that free exercise, well, he's got the perfect right to exercise his religion, you know, wherever he wants to do it, but he shouldn't receive state sanction to do it. And if correct me if I'm wrong, because it isn't in Matthew, you know, and Dom, you're brought up in Catholic school, you're not supposed to be vociferous in your prayers. You're supposed to be doing it quietly and in the closet rather than, you know, hidden from view. Because not.
Well, let's not talk about, you know, churchy people in the closets now, Mark. That's a whole different topic.
Oh, come on, man. I can't wait to start sacrificing some goats at midfield after the football game. I mean, it's going to be a party.
Yeah, when Satan rules from the 50, oh, it's going to be a good time on Friday night. I want to thank all our fine guests. It was a whopper of a Wednesday show. Author Harvey Wasserman. And, of course, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. You missed him. Came on earlier.
And Harvey Wasserman or Harvey K?
Harvey Wasserman. That's a different individual.
That's a new one.
I've had him a couple times in your absence. You know, I often bring sexy back without you. Thank you to our fine team that make the show go, including Fancy Brian, Evan. You know the cast of characters. I guess we're out of sexy. We'll call it a night.
Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it.